when I am blue and you are too. I want you to remind me to remind you. Sometimes I forget, or I don't want to remember. Can't remember. Sometimes remembering is harder than never having it at all. Sometimes it feels too much. All the things I see and have seen and remember, instead of them pulling me up to float in the clouds, they're a millstone around my neck. Normally, most days, I couldn't imagine not having this. I tell people about how the smell of the dead leaves under my feet reminds me specifically of one memory I have as a child. Of the free toothy smiles and laughter I had, but still feeling the sadness around the edges. The way you can feel winter in the chill, foggy autumn mornings. It's not there, but its shadow approaches. I tell people, as I would talk about the weather, for this is talking about the weather to me. And they look at me a bit sharper, or wary, narrowed eyes, suddenly making sure to examine my details. They laugh. It's a fun party trick, maybe. Equal in entertainment to balancing a spoon on one's nose. Or they're excited. They want more. They wish to pop a quarter in me and pull a lever. More. Again. They see this and want to reach a hand into me, scoop it out, and lick their finger. I can't give this away. I don't know how. I tried, and I try, but still it remains. Always. That approaching shadow. But sometimes, there's a person who hears my words and recognizes themselves in it. They say I remind them of what they forgot. Yes, yes, yes. That's absolutely true. A person who can hear this sadness and not want to polish it off like a smudge or paint over it. Who doesn't want to drink my sorrow and mainline my misery? They have enough of their own. It's not about taking what's in me, but recognizing. To see and be seen. Just remind me. I don't always remember. And sometimes all I see is encroaching darkness. I don't see that spring is around the corner. All I see is night and cold and black. I see the shadows in everyone's eyes and the twitching in their fingertips. I see their ghosts following close behind. And I wonder about the ghosts following me. I wonder if you can see mine. Can you hear their whispers and cries? Their words echo in my head, these ghosts of mine. Does everyone have this? On nights like this, when I'm out in the wind, in the cold and the black, it's hard to remember. Everywhere I look, I see someone else. Did I used to know them? Are they there or not there? Who are you? I want to ask, but never do. They wouldn't answer anyway. They're all closed-mouthed, or the moment before speaking, eyes accusing. Even when I don't see them, I feel them, all around, oppressively close, like 1,000 fingers on my skin, despite all the layers I wear. But it's worse to not feel them. Then I'm exposed and tiny, a single tree on a mountaintop, being blown this way and that, waiting for the day I snap and fall. So I just close my eyes. A wince here, a grimace there. I just bear it and wait. I know it'll pass. The tingling and knife points in my skin. Sometimes it's easier to just throw yourself into the frigid water. Get it over with. So I throw myself into the night. I drink bitter coffee and smoke and smoke. I feel it. I grind my teeth and I bite my lips to bleeding and I feel it all. Later, when I'm past shivering, and can't keep my eyes open, I'll need you to remind me. Remind me to remind you. Prompt me. I know my cues. Don't be surprised if what comes out has sharp claws and fangs. I might just tell you about the creature that lives by the river. Screams at night sometimes. It almost sounds like the screeching of a train, but I can tell it isn't. It screams because it's trapped by something or someone. I don't know if it wants to eat us or help us, but the sounds make me uneasy late at night, and I always go inside quickly, grateful I don't have to find out what it wants yet. As many fairy tales as I have in me, I have just as many nightmares. Sometimes I am all good magic and wonder. Sometimes I am dripping blood and bruises. Sometimes I am both, all mixed together. A wish granted by elves, but you have to keep building them homes forever. Shoes that let you dance as though you have wings on your ankles, but every step is a shard of glass in your foot. I am all of these things, but I am none of them. Am I these stories, or am I the casing? I don't know anymore. Remind me. Remind me.